From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting there are reports of an attack on American University in Afghanistan. Gunmen have attacked the university, the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul, with explosions and gunfire reported inside the campus. That according to an Afghan Interior Ministry official and a student. The Reuters news agency quotes an official as saying several gunmen attacked the American University in Kabul. There are reports of gunfire and explosions. They are inside the compound, and there are foreign professors along with hundreds of students there. Ahmad Shahir, a student at the university, told Reuters by telephone that he was trapped inside the university. He said, "We are stuck inside our classroom, and there are bursts of gunfire." Many other trapped students were tweeting desperate messages for help. Among them, an Associated Press photojournalist and Pulitzer Prize winner, Masood Hosseini. No militant group has so far claimed responsibility for the attack that comes as the Taliban step up their summer fighting season against the Western-backed Kabul government. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has said the United States had no prior knowledge of the Turkish coup and would never support the treasonous behavior of the military.
The United States of America, the people of the United States of America, abhor what happened, and under no circumstances would support anything remotely approaching the cowardly act of the treasonous members of your military who engaged in this behavior.
Biden arrived in Turkey earlier in the day as Turkish military forces launched their first offensive into Syria. This is VOA News. Hours after the heavy pre-dawn artillery attacks and a Turkish attack and U.S. aerial bombardment of Islamic State targets around Jarablus, Turkey's state-run news agency reports that rebels captured the nearby IS-held village of Kalece. One senior U.S. official said the American military is providing Turkish forces with air cover, intelligence, and advisors to assist in the operation. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the offensive is in response to a series of attacks in Turkey, including the suicide bombing of a Kurdish wedding party near the border last weekend that killed 54 people. He said the goal was to end threats from terror groups, Islamic State jihadists, and U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish militia linked to Turkey's outlawed Kurdish rebels. However, Turkey's targeting of the Syrian Kurds could put it on track for a confrontation with U.S. military operations in Syria. Washington considers the Kurdish rebels in Syria to be the most effective fighters against Islamic State jihadists, even as Ankara has waged a three-decade fight against the Kurds. Vice President Biden in Ankara told a news conference Wednesday that the U.S.-backed Kurdish rebels must remain east of the Euphrates River in Syria, keeping the forces far from Turkey's border. They cannot and will not, and under no circumstances, get American support if they do not keep that commitment, period, said the U.S. Vice President. A powerful earthquake shook Myanmar Wednesday, killing at least three people and damaging nearly 100 ancient Buddhist pagodas in the former capital of Bagan, a major tourist site, according to officials. The U.S. Geological Survey said the magnitude 6.8 quake was centered about 25 kilometers west of Chauk, a town south of Bagan. It was located fairly far below the Earth's surface at a depth of about 84 kilometers, it said. Deep earthquakes generally cause less surface damage. Another earthquake struck central Italy early Wednesday, causing extensive damage to areas near the epicenter and killing at least 70 people. Many are still unaccounted for. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.2, with an epicenter about 10 kilometers southeast of the town of Norcia. The shaking was felt across a large part of the region, including the capital of Rome, 150 kilometers away. A ballistic missile fired from a North Korean submarine Wednesday flew about 500 kilometers, the longest flight ever by the North for such a weapon. Officials in Seoul said the range can place all of South Korea and possibly parts of Japan within its striking distance. More at voanews.com. I'm Ira Melman reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.